here's a letter from a man in jail. And Carrie's song, you know, had that as a last line. Fella in prison, and he regrets everything. And our life without God is really like a prison, you know, the prison of sin. We can't get ourselves out. God would come, open the door for us and say, come on out. Go to him. And so it's part of the good news of Christ that God would rescue us like that. And then he sends us on a mission with him to take good news to other folks. Yes, there's a way out of the difficulties and death and the sure judgment of God that is real. January sermons are going to focus on sharing the good news of God. Yet last week was Jesus had compassion on the harassed and helpless. So if you're harassed and helpless, he will have compassion on you. If you know people who are harassed and helpless, God will have compassion on them, probably through you. Okay, so the Lord's on a mission. He brings good news to folks. He loves people for who they are, as Carrie was singing. He loves people for who he is, just because he's God. He loves. And so we bring good news. God gives us a certain kind of shoes. And this morning you're probably not wearing flip-flops or beach sandals. Paul was very familiar with the Roman soldier, being he was a Roman citizen. There were soldiers all around wherever people were back then, Roman soldiers. So he knew the equipment of a Roman soldier. He used that as a metaphor to tell Christians, hey, you are like this. God gives you things that will help you follow him, represent him, and so on. So good news here about the kind of shoes that God gives us. He gives us shoes of the gospel, the good news of peace. And you think of the troubled world that we live in, people normally don't go out the door every day and say, I feel totally at peace today. Maybe you didn't even come into church. But God offers us peace with himself, peace with God, and then the peace of God. And so that's what you and I have to pass on to the Lord, and he gives that to us. Shoes are a big deal. I remember one of the humorous moments in the Pittsburgh Steelers season. Just a number of weeks ago, they were playing, I think, on the West Coast, and the turf was a little wet. It was natural grass, and the deer kicker, every time he would kick, he would fall down, slipping on the proverbial banana out there and so forth. And so it was a real, you know, they're losing points. The guy's kicking, slipping down, not making the good kick. And so the announcers were totally baffled that onto the sidelines, here comes a golf cart with a flatbed behind it, and a whole bunch of shoe boxes with shoes that the kicker could try on, you know, one at a time. And I thought, it's the Christmas shoe box offering that they're doing on the Steelers sideline. No, it was to help the poor kicker. You need good shoes and to follow the Lord, give good news. He gives us that metaphor, as it were. You know, what does he give us to pass on? Good news. Good news of peace with God. Isaiah said, beautiful are the feet of those who bring good news. That's you, if you know Christ. Okay, if you don't know Christ, God will send somebody to you with good news. You'll say, I just found out God loves me. I just found out he's willing to forgive me. He gave his son to go all the way to the cross and resurrection for me. So God gives us that peace to pass on to others. And we're to take our stand in doing that. And when we talk about passing on good news, we have to be merciful to ourselves, because none of us are really that great at doing it on a regular basis. In fact, if I ask you to raise your hand, did you share with anybody this week or even this whole year, you know, 13 days in, that Jesus is Lord of all and there's only forgiveness of sins in him? And you should really receive and follow him in your life. You know, have you done it? None of us would raise our hands, I'm sure, because I know you and I know me and I haven't done it. Okay? So in the midst of being having that privilege and that responsibility, have mercy on yourself as you want to pass on good news of Christ. God does it through us. Okay? He's on that adventure. And so here's how Paul moves us toward that shoes of good news. He says, be strong in the Lord so you could take your stand, a place where our feet end up. Stand for the Lord, stand up for Him, stand with Him. And in the Bible, it has to do with not being all over the place, but saying, you know, God's faithful to us, we'll trust Him. So be strong in the Lord, He's your strength, and God will bring you through. Second part of the passage here, verse 13, says, you'll be able to stand your ground even against great evil, even against the devil himself. So isn't it wonderful, no matter how bad the world gets, or how much sin you have in your soul, God says, well, Jesus can really bring rescue from that. He'll give you a place to stand. Put your faith in Him. And in the Bible, the word stand is often connected to a tree that stands. And it's either on a rock that's very solid or by the river that gives it nourishment. So that's you and me. Standing on Christ alone, the nourishment He gives us. So we don't have to feel like we're going to be blown away by life. You know, on our own, we don't have the strength, but we stand in Him. He's the one. Stand firm. There's a story about Sammy Dagger, who's an Alliance pastor. He traveled from Syria to Lebanon to Jordan, just talking to folks, building friendships and so forth. And he said one day he was stopped by security folks who asked him many questions. What are you doing? Where are you going? You know, what are you up to? And he said he was going to mess with him a little bit. He said, I'm carrying dynamite in my trunk, and I'm taking it to the town I'm going to. He said, oh, yeah, open the trunk. Let's see what it is. So he opens the trunk, and he had a bunch of Bibles that he wanted to deliver. And he told the guards, you know, look, this holy book changes people's life. It's part of the good news we bring. And even from a human point of view, if somebody's not familiar with the Bible, that's understandable. Maybe we haven't passed on any to them. I was 16 before somebody put a Bible into our house. Thank you so much, you know. It was a life changer. And when we offer the Bible to somebody or parts of the Scripture, we could say to them just from a human point of view, you know, a lot of this book was written 3,500 years ago. That's Genesis and the first five books of the Bible. 3,500 years ago, still making impact on people's lives to help them trust God. That's amazing. You would think just out of curiosity, people would want to say, let me see what's in there, you know. Let me read a little bit. And the New Testament, of course, 2,000 years, really drawing people to God. You probably would hardly know God at all without what's been given in the Bible, 2,000 years worth. And so, wonderful gift to stand firm on the Word of God. Here's some others to keep going. In bringing the gospel of peace to people. Stand firm. Always give yourself fully to the work of God. That is, love Him, love others, pass on good news. Because you know your labor in the Lord is not in vain. Talking to a Christian the other day, they were saying, I really haven't told a lot of people about God, how good He is, or Jesus, what He did, because I thought it wouldn't, you know, nothing would happen. They would not be interested. And it wouldn't count for anything. But this is not what the Bible says. God's Word says, you know, we trust Him, and when we pass on something true about God, it's never for nothing. It always makes an impact, whether we see it or not. We don't have to see it. You pass on good news anyway of Jesus and His love. And another good verse about standing. Stand firm in the faith. Be men of courage. Be strong. Do everything in love. And I think it was one family in our church said, really, one of the best ways to love somebody is to tell them the truth of how much God does love them and Jesus loves them. And how many people don't know that in their heart, feel that in their gut. Hey, that's so true. That motivated God to send Jesus into the world. He so loved them. And so to do everything in love, And God's love makes an impact. He gives us the good news of Jesus as our shoes of peace, you might say, to go into a situation. And I wanted to share just two ways this morning, and then more in the rest of January, on ways to simply share Christ with others. And these are just tools or outlines, you might say. And the people in my life who gave good news to me, some were real straightforward and some more, the others were more relational. They were my friend first, and then they told me about the Lord second. And I think that's the way God works in most cases. But Billy Graham was the first one, not to me personally, but on television, that he told me the truth. I said, I need to be at peace with God by praying to receive Jesus. And then the other fellows, they would come and, you know, invite me to a fellowship time or prayer time, church time. And they, just the way they lived, I thought, well, I could see they're true men who follow Jesus. And if I want to walk in their footsteps as they followed the Lord. So you're like that. That's your calling and your responsibility. But here's the two ways I picked this morning. One is the simple outline, as simple as you can get, ABC. And you know, if you share something like this, I wouldn't tell a person unless they were in grade school. You know, well, first I'm going to tell you about A, and then B, and then C. Okay, you share just to help you remember about the Lord. The A is to, hey, you could share in your own life. I turned to Christ, or He introduced Himself to me because I knew I was a sinner. I knew I was ran from God. I didn't listen to God, what He told me to do, and the things He did tell me to do, I didn't do them. Okay, so that's to admit I'm a sinner, and I needed forgiveness. I'll just say as a young person, I didn't have to be convinced too much on that part. I mean, that was crystal clear in my experience. And I think if any honest person you're sharing with, they're going to sense, yeah, I need God's forgiveness. I would admit I'm a sinner. And then B, believe Jesus died in your place and rose from the dead. You know, people are still real open to Jesus. Church, they have questions about Jesus. They're more, okay, yeah, let me hear more of Him. And so He gives His life on the cross for us, rises from the dead. To believe in Him means to cling to Him 100%. Like, you believe in Him like more than you believe in anything else or anyone else in the world. Put your faith in Christ. That's how you do this. And you then see is come to Him. That is your whole mind, life you put in His care. Jesus said, come to me if you are weary. Weary of sin, weary of self. And He would give us rest. So just having that, you know, those little truths in your mind. They're not little, but they're short. If you admit you're a sinner, God's going to help you. Believe in Christ, what He did for you, and then come to Christ. One great thing about coming to Christ, too, Jesus said about Himself, He said, anybody who comes to me, I will never turn away. Nobody else makes that guarantee. You know, even churches, you go to a church, some churches might turn you away, you know. Now you sing horribly, you know. Don't come back next week. Or you got the wrong Bible, what are you doing, you know. I mean, Christians get crazy. Jesus doesn't turn people away. Okay? Jesus says, come to me, I'm not going to cast you out. You go to the Domino's, you got to have the shirt and the shoes to get in there. If you come without shoes and shirt, we're not going to turn you away. Okay. But He says, come to me, I will not turn you away. That's the love for you that Carrie was talking about. That's one way to share the gospel of peace to people. Oh, peace with God and peace of God. And then using the second way would be to let the Word of God, as you might say, do the work of God with the I Am sayings of Jesus. Don't let that scare you. It's just when Jesus in John's gospel said, I am, and then He said great things about Himself. So when you share these things, you're just repeating what Jesus said to somebody. I am sayings of Jesus. If somebody's at a crossroads in their life, you know, I could work at McDonald's or Burger King. I don't know which way to go. I'm totally confused and I'm really uptight about that. You could say, well, I don't know if God's going to tell you exactly what to do, but I know this. He said he was the light of the world. So for all your decisions and for all your unrest in your soul, you know, follow him. You won't have confusion or darkness. And you could probably work at Burger King or McDonald's and still follow him well. But something good about the Lord. You're pointing people to Christ because he's sufficient to draw people to himself. I'll say this. Never when anybody pointed me directly to Jesus was I thought, well, that was a stupid thing for them to say. You know, they were telling me what was true from the Bible. And it was very, very helpful. And if your friend, you know, hopefully you have a relationship with folks you're bringing good news to. If your friend just says, no, I don't want to hear that right now, then be quiet. You know, honor their readiness. You just say, okay, I'll talk to you next week about that. No, you try to be persistent. Pray for them. Be their friend no matter what. If a person is struggling with forgiveness and protection, people are afraid in today's world. Everybody has a sense of, well, I need forgiveness and I need to pass it on. Remind the folks what Jesus said. He's the good shepherd. He protects the ones who need protected. He gives his life on their behalf. They can't save themselves. You know, they can't defend themselves against the wolves of the world. Jesus scares the wolves away. People ask me, are you afraid of, you know, the demonic and the devil? Well, based on God's word, I think the demonic and the devil, they were afraid of Jesus. So they're pretty much afraid of God's children, I think. And we don't say that proudly. We do it because God is the Almighty One. Share with people. Jesus is the one who protects. Jesus is the one who forgives. And then if a person, you know, they're going through a rough time about life and who does not, or the future, what's going to happen to me when I pass, well, Jesus said he's the resurrection and the life. Isn't it great? Jesus didn't say, I'm the resurrection and the death. There's something real bad about humanity that's kind of drawn to death. You know, let's have a war. In grade school, when you'd get the biggest crowd if there was a fight between Joey and Mikey. You know, Joey and Mikey are fighting. Let's go see. Somebody's going to get knocked down. Yeah, we like that. All these TV programs, I'm not being critical if you kind of have a redemptive time to watch shows. But all these TV programs with death in the middle. You know, let's see who killed who this week. You know, this gal was kidnapped and got chopped up in 70 pieces. I got to see that episode, you know. Jesus is the light. Drawn to life. You know, throw yourself at him. And he gives life to the full with God. With problems, yes. Troubles, heartache, and everything else. But the resurrection and life. And so you and I called to share the good news to the restless hearts of people. Share a couple quotes and then we pray together. Michael W. Smith, who sung at George H.W. Bush's funeral, once sang this song, One Restless Heart. This is people without God, and we could identify with them. He said, one restless heart who never could find love. Too many hurts to reach out again. He's got to know love still can find him. God can still find him. And if I find him, he knows where he is. One restless shell of a man. You don't have to go through life miserable. To be at peace with God, have the peace of God. And God will help you with your troubles. But we bring the gospel of peace to a person. Hey, The Lord's been changing lives for 2,000 years. So it's not like this is something new that, you know, well, we're going to try this for the first time and see if it helps anybody. It's Him. And interesting, at the end, Paul said, pray for him. Now, he was kind of a tiger of a guy, I guess, at least in writing. And he said, pray for me that I would open my mouth and say good news fearlessly. So could you pray that for yourself? Pray for your fellow Christians. You know, pray we open our mouth and say things fearlessly, as we should. And because love will take away fear. If I love somebody, I'm gonna blurt out something good about God. If I don't love them, I'm like, just stay out of my life. But love makes you fearless. So be a fearless one with the good shoes on of the gospel of peace. And that's the way God made you, if you know Him. To close, I'm going to pray. Say you're here. You never did the ABC, turning to God, saying, I need Christ. Please make me a new person. Because I'm lost in my soul. I need forgiveness, and I don't know if God forgives me. And I sense I'll never make it to heaven on my own. That's the truth. So if you'd pray with me a simple prayer, God will change your life if you're sincere. And remember, if you come to Him, He will no way turn you away. So let's pray together. Father, might there be somebody here, we don't know anybody, who would say, I want to be a Christian for the first time. What is this good news of peace with God? They can live their whole lives at peace with God. They don't have to wait till they're almost dead and somebody says, are you at peace with God? They can know that today. So might anyone here, Lord, say, Lord, I'm a sinner. I ask for your forgiveness. I believe you died for my sins and rose from the dead. And I invite you into my heart. I turn from my sin. I trust you. Help me follow you all the way to heaven. Just you're telling God like the Lord of everything and the best friend that He is to you, that you trust Him. And if you need help with that, I'm going to ask you to make a beeline to you after service. If you want to raise your hand and say, I want to follow Jesus, never did that before, or ask Him into my life, you could put your hand up in the air and I'll make sure I give you a hug afterwards anyway and have a Bible for you. But anybody...